God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. What did he tell us to do? Covet earnestly what? Gifts. Gifts of what? Well, what he'd been talking about the whole chapter previous, the gifts of the Spirit. He specifically mentions 9 gifts of the Spirit. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, special faith, working of miracles, gifts of healings, divers kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy. Do we desire those?
Yes, sir.
Did he tell us to covet them?
Yes.
Earnestly?
Yes.
Yes, he did. Are most Christians doing that?
No.
No, they are not. In fact, sadly, we are the small minority that even talk about them. A whole lot of Christians, people that they're born again, they love God, they go to church, believing to go to heaven when they die, but they never hear about the gifts of the Spirit. They never hear about these things. And some have heard a little bit about them, but what they heard was that it's been done away with, and tongues are not for us, prophecy is not for us. Others, they only heard one sermon in 20 years, but the sermon was about that all these are natural things. Gifts of healings or doctors, diverse kinds of tongues or people that have linguistic ability and have learned multiple languages. And, you know, I don't know how they explain working of miracles, but they try to explain these as natural things. None of them are natural. All, thank God for doctors, but doctors are not gifts of healings mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12. Thank God for the ability to learn multiple languages, but that has nothing to do with divers kinds of tongues. Well, I went to school and I've studied, I've got a lot of knowledge, I've got a lot of wisdom. That's got nothing to do with the word of wisdom or word of knowledge. These are all supernatural. Supernatural manifestations of the Spirit of God. And they are not passed away.
Amen.
They are for us now today.
Yes.
And they're wonderful.
Yes.
And we must not explain them away or ignore them. We need to find out what they are.
Amen.
Go to the first part of the chapter here, to verse 1. And you see that's the very thing he said. 1 Corinthians 12:1. He said, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. How many know this is not just a man talking? This is the Lord talking.
Right.
Through a man, through this scripture. Can we take this as the Lord speaking directly to us?
Yes.
Did he tell us we are to covet earnestly these things? Did he tell us, I don't want you ignorant of these things?
Right.
And isn't it interesting that the very things that he said covet earnestly, most of the church cares nothing about? The very thing he said, I don't want you ignorant of these things. That's the things that people are completely ignorant of. Don't know anything about speaking in tongues. Don't know anything about gifts of healings. Nothing at all about working of miracles. Well, not us.
Amen.
We are not content to be ignorant of these things. And if he told us to covet them earnestly, he knows what's important.
Right.
He knows what's precious and valuable.
Yes.
And if he says this is what you are to covet earnestly and long for, then he knows what he's talking about.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to covet.
Yes.
We're not going to covet each other's spouse. We're not going to covet each other's car or land or house or position in life. But we are going to covet.
Yes.
long for, desire intensely the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Well, in order to get stirred up about wanting something, you need to hear about it. Don't you? You know, I've always enjoyed cars, and in the early part of my life, too much. And I've had to kind of get rid of everything for several years. And then the Lord let me have some things again later. But I've been for, you know, quite a while now without a sports car. And hadn't thought much about it. Just, you know, I'm busy preaching and teaching, going about doing what I should be doing. And I don't know, what, a month or two ago, I come across one. And I hadn't even thought about it for a couple of years now. But I got to looking at that, and I thought, now that's nice. I got to reading about that and thought, uh-huh. Stirred me up. Long as I wasn't hearing about it, long as I wasn't seeing anything about it, the desire wasn't there for it. I wasn't even thinking about one. Well, how many know in order to desire the gifts of the Spirit, we don't need to go 20 years and never hear about it?
Right.
We need to hear about it.
Yes.
And we need to think about it, talk about it, look at it, and it'll stir you up on it.
Yes,
are you stirred up at all about the gifts? I'm stirred up about it. And teaching and preaching on these and thinking about them and meditating upon them, I'm more stirred up than I remember being about these things. I'm after them. How about you? This church is after them. This ministry is after them. We refuse to live just a mental, physical life. We will live a spiritual life. We will have a spiritual ministry. We will have manifestations of the Holy Spirit in our lives and in our services. We will have. Now, we have had some, and thank God we're not being unthankful, but how many know we've just touched the tip of the iceberg compared to what we can have? And so we're after the rest of it. Let's keep reading. He said, I don't want you to be ignorant of spiritual gifts. In verse 4, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, or the margin says ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Now, you know, manifestation is a word that has become popular in so-called word of faith charismatic circles. And I think a lot of times people just overuse the word and don't even really know what they're talking about. But manifestation has to do with a revealing, a showing. God shows things. He uncovers things that were not seen and not known. So when we're talking about a manifestation of the Spirit, we're talking about God showing out. Showing off. Showing something. Right? That we hadn't seen that way. How many would just be thrilled for the Lord to do something and you go, I never seen that. I had never seen that. But I want to see some more. And know it's supernatural. And know He did it. And when the Lord reveals something by a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, a discerning of spirits, then He's showing us something He knows, something He sees the end from the beginning, something that He revealed that we didn't know. And when He is speaking through divers kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues and prophecy, He's showing us something through that we haven't heard, hadn't understood, hadn't known. And when He's manifesting Himself through special faith and working of miracles and gifts of healings, we are seeing things of His power that we had not seen and known. Manifestation, revealing, uncovering, showing. Instead of saying manifestations of the Holy Spirit, you could say showings of the Holy Spirit. Uncoverings of the Holy Spirit. Say it out loud, Lord,
show us some more.
Lord, uncover some things. Yes. Do we desire it?
Yes.
We don't just desire it, we covet it.
Yes.
Earnestly.
Yes.
Now we've talked, let me read the rest of this. He said, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to who? Verse 7, who? Who could have one or more of these manifestations in their life? Who could? Every believer. See, he's writing to the church at Corinth. And then to everybody that would hear and receive this. Every believer could expect one or more of these to be manifested in their life at different times. Everybody, every man. And he goes through the list. To one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another discerning of spirits. To another divers kinds of tongues. To another the interpretation of tongues. But all these works that one and the selfsame Spirit dividing to who?
Amen.
Who? Every man severally or individually as he wills. Not as we will. As he wills. But he does will. See, people say, well, we're just waiting, you know, if the Lord wills to do anything. And they wait for days and weeks and months and years and nothing happens. Well, we're just waiting on the will of the Lord. Oh, no. No. He's willing to do something all the time. It's just a problem of cooperation. A lack of faith. Now, we've talked about the revelation manifestations. And we've talked about the utterance manifestations. These nine manifestations can be grouped in three categories, as we've already talked about. Utterance, revelation, power. And he said, covet earnestly the greatest. Well, the utterance manifestations, divers kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy. The greatest of those three is prophecy. The scripture says so. Of the revelation manifestations is discerning of spirits, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Of those three, the greatest would be word of wisdom, because that has to do with an uncovering, a making known of the plan of God and the future and the purposes of God. That's pretty important, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir.
And of the power manifestations, now we're into those and talking about them. We've talked about gifts of healings already. And we are going to talk about tonight working of miracles. And then there is faith, or one translation says special faith. A better phrase might be gift of faith. Because all of these are called gifts and manifestations. And then it's just the word faith. But we do need to distinguish it between what the Bible calls common faith. Faith that we can all have and walk by and live by and from the Word of God. This is something beyond that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Workings of Miracles, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304K. That's R1304K. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.